What about the issue of ONJ? Have you seen it in the patients? And what do you do about their teeth? Do you send them to a dentist?
Yes. ONJ, osteonecrosis of the jaw, is a uncommon but significant complication, and it certainly has been associated with the use of bisphosphonates. The incidences range, depending on the study, from a couple of percent to, in some studies, 8 to 9%. These are largely retrospective studies, so the true incidence is unclear. It causes a significant problem with ulcerations or non-healing bone in the jaw.
Have you had patients with it?
I have had occasional patients with it. It does require seeing a dentist. My recommendation is you refer them to a dentist who has some experience with this, and not all dentists do.
Now, what about prevention? You know, some of the oral surgeons say you should send the patient before they even start a bisphosphonate just to see what's going on in their mouth.
If you have the luxury of time in that situation, I highly recommend it. What they can do, among other things, is if the patient have significant tooth problems at baseline, they can often take care of those things before the patient begins their bisphosphonate. Or if they don't, they can at least do things like cleaning the teeth and improving oral hygiene. As a generality, we think patients who have better oral hygiene are less likely to develop this complication. But again, we don't have good randomized data to show that's definitively better.